Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
I've heard a rough mix of the album, Man Alive. That's kind of like the hardest song on there. There's the new album.
No.
Is. Oh, we're about to go to Bell End Road again. There you go. New single from Imani Coppola. World premiere, dear listener. Rattle. You get it on iTunes or wherever you get your music from. Right, let's go to Eben. Good evening, Eben.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Eben. How are you? Are you a Scientologist now?
No, and I'm just phoning in to say thank you so much. That helped spilling the beans to my dad and telling the truth.
Good.
And everything, it just cleared my mind.
This is the thing. Here's the thing. If there's stuff that you can't tell the people who are nearest and dearest to you, then it's probably stuff you shouldn't be doing. You know, it's probably stuff that's unhealthy for you if there is a reason that you can't tell them. So, well done for telling.
Also, as a parent, that's precisely the stuff I would want you to tell me. Because otherwise you just get deeper and deeper and deeper. And soon it will become bloody obvious that something's up and we could have stemmed it before it got serious, you know?
My dad said he knew anyway that there was something unusual going on.
Yeah,
and there we go.
And yeah, and I was a little upset that my dad was so worried for me and quite upset.
Well, listen, man, it's all cool, though. It's all out in the air now. He's cool, you cool, me cool, she not so cool.
I'm totally cool.
No, man. A little bit Jamaican there. Stepping away from the Jamaican accent. That
but
was an
also,
accident.
Do you know what? That's a really important part of your relationship with your dad that happened there, because it just made you a little bit stronger, because, you know, you never need to feel that way again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's it, dude. That is life. That is what it's all about. Eben, thank you. We appreciate that. Let's go to George. Good evening, George.
Oh, good evening again.
Well, welcome.
Into the mystic, synchronistic. Your original question to me, what the hell is going on? Just a couple of hours ago, I played one of my favourite albums that I haven't played for many years.
Partridge Family Greatest Hits?
No, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, my baby, yeah.
No, that's not in it at all.
Okay. Yeah, well, I've seen him do it live, and that was in the version I saw.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. You obviously don't know the album.
I obviously have got the album.
Have you?
Yes.
Well,
you obviously don't know humour.
Humour.
You obviously don't know spontaneity. You obviously don't know improvisation. You obviously don't know manners. Anyway, away you go.
It's really interesting. Do your children know the record, The Point? Points by Harry Nilsson.
Do you know they don't know The Point by Harry Nilsson? No, I am familiar with the soundtrack of the West End musical version of The Point, and I am only slightly familiar with the Harry Nilsson album.
I think your children would love that album.
Thanks very much indeed, Dad. Well, I have it, and I will play it to them one day.
Oh, lovely. It's music is where it's at, as far as I'm concerned.
Here's something I'm finding as I get older, and I did wonder. I remember having a conversation with my sister about this. Would it happen when I got older? And I now have the answer. As I get older, I'm getting less and less interested in music.
Really?
I remember talking to my sister about this because I was like 14 and she would have been like 17, and we were like amazed that our parents weren't really into music. We went, wow, I can't imagine not really being into music. I wonder if that will happen to us as we get older. And I just think about this the other day. I'm not really into music as much as I was, still like music, still a fan of it, but I don't obsessively listen to it. I don't pore over albums anymore. I've become a grown-up.
Is it because you don't feel the need to be belonging to a tribe that's up to date with certain things anymore?
No, it just doesn't have the effect that it used to have on me. It just doesn't have the effect. I like it. I like music, but it just doesn't have the effect that it used to have on me.
But you're still attached to the music of the past that influenced you along the way.
I don't dislike music. I'm not one of these numpties that goes, I hate music. I like music, but it doesn't have... It's at this precise moment in my life, as I approach 46, it doesn't have the same power over me that it once had.
Well, wearing my apprentice prophet's cap, I'm prophesying that a new song will have an influence over you.
Well, not your song. No.
My lyric, not my song.
But that's not a prophecy. That's a probability. There will be a song that grabs me by the heart and drags me around the room and breaks me. Of course there will. That's going to happen, I'm sure. But it just doesn't... I used to obsess about music, and not just the minutiae, not just the stats and the figures. I used to obsess about music and records and want to, you know, deconstruct them and live inside them. And I don't remember the last time I put a CD on or a record.
This is a song that will fulfil a biblical prophecy.
Okay. Prophecy is in the Bible that some doddery old pothead is going to write a crap song. Where was that prophecy?
No, there's a prophecy that speaks of a time when the people will sing a new song. So I have written a lyric for a song titled A New Song. So I'm going to make a biblical prophecy come true.
And here's the thing, George, and this is very exciting. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. We actually have that song from Rainbow George. It's called New Song, and it's been set to music, and here is a full band playing it. It's only short, but boy, oh boy, it's powerful. It fulfills a biblical prophecy, and I got a feeling that you guys are really going to like it. Enjoy. There we go. George, great song, man. That's a great song. That's a brilliant song. You did it, man. You did it, George.
You know that wasn't my song.
Oh, I made a terrible error. Let's go to Manny. Good evening, Manny.
Evening.
Evening, Manny.
How are you?
Have you screwed up your life again yet?
Hello?
Yes! Yeah. Ready!
I was going to phone you earlier when...
Well, you phoned us now.
When Simon was on, I thought I'll give him a ring.
Yeah.
And then I fell asleep.
Oh, what? What? Fell asleep?
I was at work. I was lying in bed. I'll phone him in a bit. Yeah. I had that bloody sleep paralysis thinking, oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, I got attacked.
You got attacked?
Mm.
When?
I was sleeping.
Oh, he keeps having those night terror things.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, really, you need to preface it a little bit more than that, because you could, he said... To,
he talked, did say sleep paralysis.
He talked about sleep paralysis. Be quiet, be quiet. He what? Talked, be quiet. I'm going to give both of you an education in communication.
Oh. For the nation.
Nope. For
when
you
two. Meet him at the station.
Stop it. He said, I've been having a bloody sleep paralysis. Pause, long pause, long pause, long pause. I got attacked.
I knew what he meant.
No. By chance, you knew what he meant. There was a long pause, which indicates a break. There was also a different tone in voice, which indicates a new subject matter. So, Manny, you need to buck up your ideas. Catherine, you need to side with me a little bit more than you have been tonight. Manny, so you were attacked by a phantom ghost while you were asleep. Boo-hoo. Man up, baby.
Anyway, how are you?
How are you, Ian? I'm all right. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
How are you going to holiday?
What?
To France. Did she go to France?
No.
Who's been to France?
With the school?
Oh, yeah. No. She went to Italy. She loved it. She did not miss us at all.
She
came back married and pregnant.
No, she didn't.
No,
she came back. Do you know what? She came back flipping skiing. She's amazing.
Yeah, I've seen the videos, man. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
How's Nigel?
He's all right. He's all right. He's getting things sorted, I think, from what I can tell. He phoned us up yesterday. Was it yesterday we spoke to him?
He sang, didn't he?
He sang for us. He's all right. There are people helping him now, which is good. So a lot of it is down to him being helped.
Yeah.
There's always a little bit of luck. And
you?
I think we've done as much as we can do. I kind of don't think that situation is sustainable.
No.
I think something needs to give, and I suspect that Nigel quite possibly at some point will need to move somewhere where he's a bit better looked after.
And also, we've kind of asked him to do... Well, we've advised him that he needs to take certain action himself with the GP and stuff, and he's not doing it. And we've come to the point now where it's like, well, I can't force him. He's a grown-up, so...
And Jerry, you heard about Jerry the other day getting kicked out of the home.
Getting kicked out of the care home, mate. And we've said it, I hope it's all right. We said he was going to come and live with you for 6 months. Is that okay, Manny?
No problem.
Okay.
I found
I think after about the first week, you'll realise why he's being kicked out. He's a pain in the ass.
He broke his phone, didn't he?
He broke his phone, and then they wouldn't lend him their phone to phone us.
I've got a spare phone. I'll send it to you. You could send it to him.
Let's see. I think the phone situation may have been sorted, but I'm not totally sure.
Oh, OK. I have got a spare couple.
You are kind. Thanks, Manny.
He's not kind. He's a bumlick.
He is. He's one of my favourites.
He's a creep. He's one of my least favourites. He's a creep.
How about my card on Tuesday morning?
How about what?
I got my card, membership card.
Hey, man, he's one of my favourites.
Hello.
You spent some money, haven't you, on them?
Yes, mate, I have actually. Thank you for noticing.
Luxury top of the range.
£14.99 on the laminator, £2.50 on the wallets, and £35 on the cards from Vistaprint.
And the envelopes are massive.
Yep, they cost us a lot. The postage, didn't mind spending on the postage. We didn't just leave them in the tray downstairs so they'd all get sent out.
And that bloke who you had to buy back, didn't you?
Simon, I don't want to talk about him. Simon is dead. New Simon is alive.
He's not actually dead, though, is he?
No, he should be, though. He's a scumbag.
I think you should give it to that guy from Liverpool.
I was shocked.
Which guy from Liverpool?
Tony. His wife was banging from upstairs,
I want him. Don't worry. I think we've picked a good old. I think we've picked a good. A good Simon.
Why don't you do a Saturday show?
What is this? What can I not have a day off?
No.
We wanted to do the Saturday show, but they say they've got no money for us. We said we'd do it at mates' rates and we'd alternate. I'd do one, then Kath would do one. And they were like all hot for it. And then they said, oh, we haven't got any money. So that's that. So I guess it's not going to happen. But rest assured, our best of gets more listeners than when they had a live show there. It does. It gets more listeners than the fella they had doing the live show.
Yeah, well, where did you? Anyway, you know, the other day you was on about radar figures, and somebody said it's not radar figures. Well, I was listening to
radar figures.
Yeah,
the radar figures.
Yeah, you said
yes.
Oh, blah blah. The presenter said they're not radar.
This is one of your dullest calls, Manny. And
no,
that's...
I've heard on two other radio stations that there is radar figures.
Radar.
You know how many people are listening to you?
Yeah, radar. It's called radar.
Well, then he was saying radar.
Well, radar's wrong. Radar.
Okay, radar.
Okay. There are radar figures. Yeah, there are.
You said, somebody said to you that there are not any radar.
No.
What is this guy talking? He's winding
what we
me up.
Talking
I'm,
about,
I'm not even talking.
What he was talking about was some venomous, bilious, doesn't dare take callers, present on a different radio station, pretending that they knew what our figures were.
It wasn't even good enough to be shit.
That's a description of that guy's show.
You're a pervert.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, Manny.
Have a nice time.
Yeah, go back to sleep, man. I don't think you've woken up. You're going to wake up in the morning and think you dreamt phoning us up.
Oh, I like being asleep.
Oh, well, I don't like it when the callers are, because it's everything. It's like we're walking through treacle. Right, when we come back, last 15 minutes of the show, I want a high-energy end to this show tonight, please. This is Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clocks. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right, last 15 minutes of the show. Paul Ross comes in a bit. Let's take call straight to air. Let's do this.
Wow.
Let's do this in style. Call straight to air, 0344 499 1000. We sit, we wait. The phones will go mentalis, loco mentalis. Si loco mentalis, señor, mi loco mentalis. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's do this. Let's make this real. Let's take this to a place unlike any place. Straight away. Here they come, guys. Get ready. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello. You're still hanging off for dear life.
You're on the... What?
I said, are you still hanging on for dear life?
No. Oh, this is the guy that you want me to... You're the guy that wants me to quit.
I don't want you to quit at all, mate. I just want you to tell the truth and stop messing around with the volumes whenever you're getting overridden by somebody with a bit of sense.
What are you talking about, you absolute fruitcake? I haven't got any faders to ride around with the volumes with, you Muppet. There are limiters. Listen, shut up. You can talk in a minute. I haven't got any faders. No, I'm not. The way radio stations work is there are limiters.
You're swimming to the bottom.
Well, what do
you know that?
All right, I'm going to be quiet. You talk to me, Joey. Away you go.
How do you know my name is Joey?
You talk to me, Joey. Go on.
What about your imbecilic pie?
Yeah, sure, go on, Joey. You called in, Joey. You talk to me, buddy. I'll be quiet. I'm not touching the faders. You go.
You want me to lead your show? You're supposed to be in control of the show. You ask me something, and I'll answer you.
Why are you such an arse?
Okay. Well, you use that language. I never.
Yeah, I'm using that language. First of all, you've told me off for controlling the show too much. Now I'm not controlling the show enough. Now you want me to ask you a question. I've done it. Could you answer it, please, Joey?
Ask me the question again, please.
Why are you such an arse?
Well, so you've used that language twice now.
Yes.
Why?
No! Don't answer a question. Only an idiot answers a question with a question. You asked me to ask you a question. Please, could you have the decency to answer it, please?
Give me the courtesy to answer. Why do you delve into?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Is what you've just done.
Don't answer a question with a question. Answer the question, please, sir.
I have never used words like rectum or the other word you said.
You're such a. Were you 12?
Why are you saying the word arse?
You just use it. Just use it. Got ya. You said arse. Got you, Joey. I totally got you. You're so easy to manipulate. I'm a what? Thank you so much for your call, Joey. Take care. Bye-bye. Great call. Let's have the next one. 0344 499. I've never used words like rectum.
He said using the word rectum.
Absolute Muppet.
I still don't really know what the original beef was.
The beef was I control the show too much. But then the second beef was I wasn't controlling the show enough. The third beef was I needed to ask him a question so that he wasn't leading the conversation. The fourth beef was, well, I don't know. Let's find out because he's phoning up again.
But he phoned
you.
Good
evening, Joey.
Yeah, no wonder the poor girl walked out on your show the other night.
Is this the poor girl, me?
Any wonder.
Are you talking about the poor girl that's me?
Is that you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame you for walking out like and disappearing.
Well, yeah.
I don't know exactly what happened.
No, you don't, obviously.
You left.
You don't.
Well,
I'm not a poor girl. I'm a 41-year-old mother of two.
You picked the wrong woman to patronise, mate, but good luck. You carry on, buddy.
I don't patronise anybody.
You are patronising me. I'm a 41-year-old mother of two who's been working in radio for 20 years, so poor girl doesn't quite cut it.
Well, it doesn't appear that way to me.
Oh!
Joey! Joey's gone!
If you're 41, why are you still working on a radio station instead of looking after your children?
Well, here's a funny thing.
This is the best call ever! Ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Boyle.
Are you saying because I'm a woman, I should be at home with... I should be at home?
You left your working colleague high and dry the other night.
I didn't, though.
Oh, didn't you?
No.
I don't know. I can't see through walls.
Yeah, no, you don't know. But carry on talking anyway. Go back home and look after my children. I'm paying half a mortgage, my friend.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And who signed for the mortgage?
Me.
Oh, did
I paid for half of it.
Partner?
My husband.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was I had my own flat. Not that it's any of your business. I had my own flat. He moved in. What?
And you're in such a high prolific job. And
this is when I was in my... No, this is when I was 26.
Joey, just listen to what the lady's saying and let her finish because it will make sense.
Here's the thing, Joey. I don't think you're interested in a conversation. I think you're angry about something else and you have to make yourself feel better by acting superior.
Joey's angry because he's got no job, he's got no life and he's a virgin. That's why.
Oh, it's a shame.
It's a shame, Joey. I get it.
Joey, thanks. I'm an educated person.
What does your wife think of you phoning at this time night and talking to strange women?
And you people shouldn't be on the airwaves because you're just winging it and you're not very good at it.
We're winging it, yeah.
We've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Joey, what does your wife think about you phoning? Joey? Hello? Manners, come on. You're supposed to be a good Christian man. Show some manners.
I beg your pardon. I've always given you manners.
You doesn't even make
sense.
It's
you that mentioned all the rude words.
Yeah, well, you've not answered my question. What does your wife think about you phoning radio stations at 10 to 1?
I'm not married.
Oh.
Ah, there's a surprise. Thanks for your call, Joey. Take care. 0344. What you heard there was a lioness defending her cubs, and it was beautiful. You should be at home looking after your kids. Who signed for the mortgage, though?
Oh, it's a shame, isn't it?
It's a shame. Oh, God, I really enjoyed listening to you then, Catherine. Thank you, man. That's made my night.
I didn't even give him 50% there. I felt sorry for him.
No, I know you didn't. She wasn't even warmed up. I didn't put the seatbelt or the key in the car then. Thank you, Joey.
And I'm the poor girl.
Thank you, Joey. I enjoyed that, mate. That was... I'm going to give Joey 2 out of 10 because he tried.
Yeah.
2 out of 10, Joe. Give us a call in a minute if you want, you Muppet. 034... He's at home crying now because he hasn't got a wife. I haven't got a wife. I'm all right with it. So, you know, just chill, Joey. Maybe we could play some video games or something. And when he said you're winging it, yeah, we've never made any bones about it. We're totally winging this.
Joey couldn't even wing a phone call. He was on for 2 minutes and made an absolute show of himself.
Joey, I never use words like rectum. 03. I knew taking calls straight to air would go well at this time of the night. Listen, we got another 5 or 6 minutes or so. The switchboard is empty, dear listener. 03-44-499-1000. Now, if I was at home listening to this show, I would now be, and I'm not saying you should do this, but I would be now picking up my phone. Hey, this is Joey. What are you doing cutting me off for like that? I would be phoning up doing Joey impressions. Mm. That's what I would do. But that's up to you, dear listener. If you want to give us a call, you don't have to be obnoxious to call in, by the way. You don't have to be obnoxious. It's just sometimes... Cat's getting a lot of love on Twitter and on the texts as well, which is very... Oh, he's made me laugh so much.
I hope he phones again.
Thank you, mate. He will do. He's the guy that phones up. Anyway, let's go to...
His mum will be locking the phone again, though, won't she?
Let's go to line one. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello there, this is Joey. I'm very sorry, Catherine. I just wanted to apologise. I've been sipping the water out the Maisie again. I overslept this morning and forgot to sign on, so I'm a little
all right,
bit...
All right. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Rectum, it didn't do him any good. It's Paul Ross here. Can I come in a minute?
Where are you? Are you out there? Just come in whenever you want. Just come in whenever you want.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What's going on? Poor old Paul. 03444991.
It's a fair point, though. We've all got children. What the hell are we doing at work?
I know. But you're a mum. You have a womb. Your children pass through you.
Yeah.
You should be there. Come in, Paul. Of course you come in. You should be there for your children all the time. You're a
all
bad
the time.
Mother.
God.
But us dads.
Who signed for those children?
Signed for them.
God bless you, Joey.
I love it. I love it. Those are my favourite calls when they're so completely bats that you just, you know.
Poor Joey.
Wonderful.
Although I do think when he said, I don't use words like rectum, he was actually saying, I don't use words like the word he then used, arse.
Yes.
So he was trying to use the scientific.
Yeah.
With all respect to Joey.
With all respect to Joey.
Seriously, particularly with Kath, I'm on Joey's side.
I'm a big Joey fan.
I think he's an idiot.
Is Joey another word for clown? I think I've heard people call clowns Joey. So I'm not being rude about Joey who called just then. I think it's a kind of...
Based on Joey. Yeah. Also, Joey from Friends is an idiot. So there's that. And of course...
So I go early 19th century. You go quite rightly 1990s.
Yeah, well, I'm avoiding going 70s because, of course, we used to mock Joey Deacon terribly. You remember Joey Deacon on Blue Peter?
Yeah, that was the schoolyard thing.
That was a schoolyard, Joey. I mean, it's terrible to think. You know, when I was 8, 9, 10, we'd go around calling each other Joey because of Joey Deacon.
And why did Joey become a name, like a name for budgies?
Oh,
My men had two different Joeys. You called him a Joey.
Yeah. There was anyway.
So he's got a lot of weight on his shoulders out of Joey.
Let's just take another. This is fun. I'm enjoying this. Hello, line one. You're on the wireless. Okay.
Someone's life support.
Let's try line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Joey again. Tell your boss to give us a ring if he wants somebody to do the job and run a decent show.
Why, do you know someone?
Is your wife there?
You're talking to.
What experience have you got, Joey? Apart from, you know, being an idiot. What experience do you have?
I'll tell you what experience I've got. When you tell me what experience you've got.
Well, 20 years of broadcasting.
You've got a big award.
Yeah. 20 years of broadcasting and about half a dozen awards. What's your experience again, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you what, I could do a better job. I've just proved it.
Go on then, all right. Your next call is Simon, Joey. Say hello to Simon. Show us what you got.
It's the Joey Show.
Are you going to be doing I Love Joey merch? And if so, can I have a membership card with it?
See the way he's interjecting there. Hello, Simon. How are you doing, mate?
Oh, hello, Joey. How are you?
All right, mate, not too bad. You listen to this imbecilic nonsense of these two winging it, like, because I'll tell you, just ask them one question, say, make me laugh once in the next minute.
No, because it's above you. It's above you, mate. You won't get it. You need to go back to LBC.
Tell your boss. Tell your boss.
Joey, listen, we're out of time, buddy. Thanks very much. That was as dull as anything. Paul Ross is in the studio. So his whole show would just be slagging us off. I'd listen to that. Paul.
Well, the imbecilic is a good word.
It's a good word we should use twice. Paul. So I'm feeling very naughty tonight. I don't know why. I'm not going to stop off at Mackie D's. I've got to stop off at the petrol station to get some bread, so I'll buy a sandwich then.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boys.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.